Athabasca, a 38-year-old Lac La Biche man who tried to evade police by hiding in a tree, received a 2-day jail sentence and a stern lecture from the presiding justice. In Athabasca Court of Justice July 24, Timothy Adam Tyson, 38, pleaded guilty to obstructing a peace officer, as well as failing to comply with release conditions as part of a joint submission between Crown Prosecutor Brett Grierson and defense lawyer Carl Buchanan. Grierson withdrew 5 additional counts of failing to comply with a release order, 2 counts of possession of property under $5,000, possession of property over $5,000, making, possessing identity documents under a different name, driving a motor vehicle without insurance, flight from a peace officer, and dangerous operation. Justice Jeffrey Morrison accepted the joint sentence submission, noting while it was light, it was in line given Tyson's lack of a prior criminal record. "A 1-day jail sentence isn't much, we all know that," said Justice Morrison. "You've already ended up serving 3 or 4 weeks on this, so you understand how unpleasant the consequences for this can be. You also now have a criminal record, the consequences of which can potentially be quite ugly for you. You've crossed the line here, and there will be some serious consequences as a result." Tyson, who appeared in person, chose not to speak when given the opportunity, although he did verbally agree with Justice Morrison's admonishment. While he initially had 2 co-accused alongside him, George Burt Harrison, 33, and Twyla Gale Steinhauer, 35, charges were withdrawn against them June 26. The crime. Grierson told court that on April 3, 2023, a Westlock RCMP officer was notified that a stolen vehicle was northbound on Highway 2 near Athabasca. The constable alerted the Athabasca RCMP, before helping lead them in pursuit. Another RCMP constable had attempted to stop the vehicle, which fled down Highway 663 at a high rate of speed, when the constable turned on his sirens. After a pursuit, Grierson said that the vehicle entered a field, at which point there were multiple marked police cars on the side of the road, watching the truck through a field. Police watched the truck get stuck, at which point multiple people left it and fled into the woods. 3 police officers followed and located Tyson in a tree. He was told he was under arrest, although he refused to come down from the tree for around 15 minutes. Grierson said that at the time, Tyson was under a release condition to not be present in a vehicle without the owner present, and the owner of the truck they had fled in was not at the scene. Cole Brennan, TownandCountryToday.com.